Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. We are still on the letter A, and our topic today is acrosome.
Yes.
What is it?
This pertains to sperm.
Oh.
Okay, which is a little cell inside males.
Yep.
So the acrosome is, I guess you would say, an organelle within sperm.
So all right. Where like do we mitochondria.
Along those lines, right. Yeah. A bit further north. I don't know if you'd
of
say
what?
In the sperm than the mitochondria. What would you say?
The head and tail?
Yeah. How would you use directional terms in a sperm?
Yeah, I'd say head and tail. You could say
cranially.
You could say okay.
Cephalically.
Let's set it up for people and say, let's just say that a sperm has a head and a sperm has a tail. And now
And a midpiece.
And now Matt can use those as describers.
Okay.
So where's the acrosome?
Well, the midpiece is kind of like the thorax.
Torso.
Yeah. That's full of mitochondria.
Right.
Anyway, we're on acrosome today.
Which
so
is
we're
what?
We're focusing on the head of the sperm, right at the head.
Yep.
So acro, tip.
Really?
Tip, peak, extremity. That's what acro means.
Okay.
Zome, or some, body.
Okay.
So it's the tip of the body.
Very nice.
Okay. So discoveries. Well, who discovered sperm? Do you know who?
Probably the first teenage male to have existed, I assume.
Probably semen.
Yes, true. Probably didn't have a microscope to have a look.
Was it
Leeuwenhoek?
Yeah, basically.
The Dutch.
Yeah, he was the first to probably identify sperm.
And it was his own, wasn't it? He decided, no, I know this. He took a whole bunch of things to look under the microscope, and one of which was his own
semen.
And he's like, I'm going to take a look at this.
And so then he thought that it was like little humans in the one sperm, essentially.
Wouldn't that freak you out if you took your own semen, looked at it down a microscope? No one's ever seen sperm before in their entire existence of humanity.
Yeah.
And you look down and you go, oh my God, there's little men in me. Imagine
true,
that.
True.
Anyway, so he thought there's little dudes running around inside of our
yeah, so that was 1677
right.
When he presumably came up with possibility of sperm.
Okay.
But it wasn't until probably Hermann Foll in 1876 that was probably more accurate that there was something like an acrosome. Okay. So
the acrosome, it's not the whole thing.
No, it's just one part in the sperm.
So he discovered that particular part of the sperm.
Yeah, and that was in starfish sperm. If you really want to know.
Why? Why that?
Easy
to get sperm from.
Yeah,
you just squeeze them.
Yeah, I don't know what they do with them.
Pretty sure that's how you get sperm from any other organism as well.
So it was just found that, but he thought it was more of a projection from the ovum than the sperm itself.
What do you mean? Did he see it only once it had
potentially fertilized it. He knew that there was an important process from this part of the sperm that was involved with fertilization.
So we know basically where it is, but what is its point?
So what it is, it's essentially an organelle in the sperm, in the head of the sperm, and it's derived from the Golgi apparatus.
Okay.
So that's like packaging proteins.
Yeah, yep. Post office.
It's post office. I'm not sure what you send in your letters, mate. So you'd probably say it resembles the lysosome of the cell.
So it breaks stuff apart. So,
yeah, basically. Yeah. So most of the lysosomes we have in cells are for internal digestion within the cell. So it's kind of derived from that. Now, but it's a slight modification than a traditional Golgi apparatus. Okay, so this happens within the development of the sperm itself. Okay, so we know that sperm starts with just like a round-looking cell, right?
Yep.
And then it has to eventually move as it gets to the tubule in the seminiferous tubule of your testes.
Yep.
It has to turn from a globular-looking cell into
spermatogonium. Is that what
into spermatogonia, which looks like a tadpole, let's say.
Right.
Okay, so it has to do some morphological changes, and as it's doing that,
like a caterpillar to a butterfly,
if you want to use that as an example.
Yep.
The acrosome is also developing. So the acrosome actually goes through four stages of development, but essentially moving it from a globular-looking thing into a crash helmet.
And that crash helmet's developed once it's in the epididymis or
probably still in the... No, I think it's... Well, that's a good question. I would imagine it's pretty much done once it's in the lumen of the seminiferous tubule.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, so what's in it? So it's just filled with lysosomes.
Lysosomes, right? But it has different regions. So there's a region that's, I think it's called the equatorial region, and then the anterior region, which is going to have different roles once it gets to the point of fertilization, which I'll talk about when we do the acrosomal reaction, which is going to be a separate podcast.
Right. So what does the acrosome do for us?
It basically will help to dissolve the outer part of the egg to help with fertilization.
So where is the DNA located relative
behind
to
it,
acrosome?
Behind it.
So the stick the head in, dissolve the egg, the acrosome disappears and the DNA gets squirted into the egg.
Basically, that's right. Cool. And so if you were to, and the clinical relevance just as maybe problematic issues with an acrosome, if your Golgi fails to develop the acrosome, you develop a condition called globozoospermia.
Globozoospermia.
Yeah, which basically means a round-shaped acrosome.
And it doesn't pop into the egg very well, I assume.
It's just infertile for males. Oh,
there you go.
So that is the acrosome.
Great job.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.